Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then blue bump, and get on top.
The glory hole's like a dick theater. I've imagined your friend.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, Podcast Land. Welcome back.
Hello, Podcast Land.
Yes, welcome back to another episode of By the By. We're here on a long weekend.
And it's not long enough.
It's never long enough, no.
That's what she said.
We have a holiday coming up soon.
Oh my God, it's right there.
I know. We got to work on our outfits at some point for theme nights.
Do you know Friday? This past Friday was 69 days until our second holiday.
Oh, fantastic. I love it.
Yes, I am ready to go on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to be pampered. I'm ready to be treated like Pippin.
Right, yes.
That's what I'm looking for.
I tend to agree. But before that, we have...
Pendulum. October 20th. That's right, folks. In just a few weeks, we will be celebrating Pendulous Pendulums at Pendulum. The tickets are now on sale.
Yes.
We know this because some of our wonderful people on Discord have already purchased their tickets. They know before we know.
I also looked on OSS's website and saw it.
Well yeah, obviously, because they'd already bought them.
Because we got an email about October events, and so therefore I went and I looked.
Fair enough. Yes. So, talking about our Discord, if you'd like to join us on our Discord chat, all you have to do, support us at any level on patreon.com/bythebypodcast.
Yeah. And come join us at Pendulum on October 20th.
Right.
And then November 8th to 13th, we have Escape to the Tropics.
So.
Up in far north Queensland.
That's right. Yes. I'm excited. Yeah. I just want to go on holiday.
And I love far north Queensland that time of year. It's just the weather is amazingly perfect for being outside with minimal to no clothing.
Or in a pool.
Yeah. With
minimal to no clothing.
Well, Yeah.
Yes. I too will be there happily floating around with a cocktail in my hand.
Yeah.
And love in my heart. That's basically
it. That's it. That's all you got. Okay. It's
a long weekend.
Right.
Brain is tired. So tonight is brought to you by satire.
All right.
So we are.
I like satire.
This is one of our. As she grabs her breasts,
I have to, you know.
Is that your satire?
Yeah, that is.
Okay. This is one of those, we've done a few more serious things recently, and this week we decided to come up with a list of advice, 20 things that every swinger shouldn't do, but we're going to present it as if you should do them.
Right. Okay.
These are bad ideas.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. Right.
These are terrible ideas.
So don't try these at home.
Do not do this.
Or in a club or anywhere.
And we'll talk a bit about it, I'm sure, because you've met us before. Or if this is your first time, welcome to Don't Do What Donnie Don't Does. You know, something like that. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. You know, we wanted to bring you here because we know you are interested in swinging. And my partner, Angela, and I, we've been in the swinging community for 10 years, 10 plus years now. And what we wanted to do was sit down in this forum and just give you some of the advice that worked for us over the last decade and change. Number one, you might hear that some people say it is, but we find that no communication is needed. That's right. Why talk about boundaries? Just dive in and see where the night takes you.
Oh my God. Because that always works out.
I can see who's going to be the devil and the angel in this episode. Go on, Angela.
Yeah.
Expand upon that.
Yes. No communication. That's always a winning. Yeah, that's it.
But we've seen it happen.
We have seen it happen. So if you've never listened to us before, we always say communication, 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 right? That's the key.
No, I just said no communication is needed.
But it is needed. It is needed. You need to make sure that you're on the same page with your partner. At least, you know, I would say overall in general, have ideas of boundaries, of rules. And even when you're going to the club, like, what do we feel like tonight? And we still do that. Is if we're going either on a date or if we're going to a club or if people are coming over, you know, we might even be like, is this a play situation? Is it not? Or if we're going to the club, maybe I don't feel like really playing with others, but I want to be social. Or maybe like I'm really looking for X, you know, whatever it is. And so, yeah, no, communication. I know you say no communication, but communication. Don't give me that look.
It's just funny. I already love how this podcast is going. Well, as you can see, we have some slightly differing opinions. Number two, which falls in the category of, folks, why are you here? Why are you here? Because skip the research. Don't bother reading about the lifestyle or joining legitimate communities. Just make it up as you go along. Let it be a surprise.
Oh, yeah, that definitely works. Yeah, yeah. As long as you're like open to just see what comes up and like you really have no expectation, that absolutely works. No, not done.
I knew that this was going to be one of those hard podcasts for you. And it's kind of fun just to see you struggle a bit. I really wish we were doing this on camera.
Do we need to stop now and set up a camera?
Wait, I heard so many people go, yes, yes. No, back in your box.
Yeah, nah, definitely don't listen to that one.
Number three, jealousy is overrated. If your partner is feeling jealous, just ignore it. It'll surely sort itself out.
Well, this goes back to rule number one, right? No communication. Like,
right.
You don't need communication. You don't, like, just ignore the jealousy. It'll be fine. We all know what happens to emotions that, like, you just ignore and you bury. It's totally fine.
They become gallstones.
Yeah, and it's fine forever. They never, ever come back up.
Do you know, for the longest time when I was a kid, that's exactly what I thought. When you buried emotions, they became gallstones. I was convinced. I don't know where I got this science, but... Uh-huh. I was confident.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, with the whole jealousy thing, listen to our last episode on compersion. You know, it kind of addresses that in a lot more words.
This next one, I actually have seen people do this as well.
Oh, God. I mean, now let's be fair. On the last one, we've seen people do that, right?
Oh, yeah. And like, we've seen people skip the research.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Skip the research, skip all of that, and just go into it. Like, we've absolutely seen that.
Number four. The more, the merrier. Not the way you're thinking.
Oh.
Your eyes lit up there for a second. Don't bother with vetting partners. Anyone and everyone should be invited.
You mean like at different times or all together?
I don't know. I'm thinking more of like a Gatling gun.
Well, because I'm just thinking that like if you take that approach, either when you're dating people or looking to meet people at a club or anything like that, and you're looking at kind of just per couple or per individual, then, I mean, you're going to end up with, you know, a very low success rate, basically. But if you're talking about making a group thing and you don't vet people to make sure that they're going to get along or have anything whatsoever in common or even have similar views on what's going to happen, I want to be a fly on the wall for that one. I want to see this transpire.
It is really interesting because like people probably don't realize this, but even for the thing that we're doing in November, Escape to the Tropics, those folks are vetted in some way, form, or fashion, whether it's, you know, we know them through the podcast or we've met them at the club or we've had conversations with them over the phone. Mm-hmm. Like it is a process just to make sure that everybody who goes enjoys themselves and has fun.
Yeah, you want to make sure that everybody has someone that they're going to click with or potentially click with, or at least, you know, have something in common or a similar play style or at least, you know, view something to talk about, right? You don't want to end up with the complete group that's like so disparate that nobody gets along or can't do anything and have no fun.
That's true. Number five.
Mm-hmm. I love where this is going. This is so good.
Folks, I'm glad you're here. And some people ask about safety and protection. Safety? Meh. Throw it out the window. Forget safe words. And who needs protection anyway? The only protection will come from the Holy Spirit.
Safety third. Don't we know
safety
that?
Safety third. What are the first two? Doesn't matter. Sit down and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, no, safety is not a concern whatsoever. Don't need to worry about that.
Safe words are for losers.
Yes, no, no. Safety is very important.
Look,
yes.
And condoms are dumb because once you're pregnant, you can't get pregnant again. Like, that is science.
And forget STIs. Like, we don't care about those, right?
Once you have chlamydia, you can't get chlamydia again.
We're just going to treat it. It'll be fine.
No, no. You just hold on to it because then you won't get chlamydia again.
Actually, there are different strains, but you know, whatever.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn you, mutations, genetic mutations. Curses.
Yeah. No, contrary to what was just said, safety is important.
How many chlamydia, is it chlamydia or chlamydiae or chlamydiuses? How do you pluralize? Is it just clap or is it applause?
It's applause.
It's applause. That's how you, yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's how you plural a chlamydia. Oh, great. We have applause. You have standing ovations. Now I'm curious. I'm going to pause this for a second and see how many types of chlamydia are there.
Also, human versus others, because like koalas have different chlamydia strains than what humans do.
Well, okay. How many types of chlamydia can people get?
I'd say C. trachomatis is the most common one that people get.
Okay, so if we're trusting Google, the medical microbiology NCBI bookshelf claims that there are three species of chlamydiae. Mm-hmm. Which is not one of the choices I had.
Is it AE at the end?
Yeah. Damn you, Latin. There's C. trachomatis.
Yeah.
C. Oh my, why can't we name these things with smart, better, easier?
Is
PSI. So Cetaci, TTACI.
Cetacea?
No, A on the end. It's just I.
Right. Not I. Yeah. Okay.
PSITTACI. Mm. And C. pneumoniae.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I was saying, if you get STI tested, you're most likely going to get tested for the C. trachomatis, the CT. That's part of like, if you see CT and G, that's one of the most common STI tests that they'll do.
Excuse me. Testing is for children in school and for kung fu masters getting new belts.
Okay.
That is the only thing.
Right. Because we don't care about safety. That's right. Yes. Right. So no testing because we don't care about safety.
Yes.
Right.
The only things getting tested here are my nerves. Maybe your nerves.
Yeah, probably mine. That's okay.
The only testy we have is between my legs.
God.
Man, I'm funny.
Which, you know, side note, let's go off on a tangent here for a moment.
Oh, good. To talk about my testies.
Well, yeah, basically.
They're the besties.
So today we went for a run in the park. And as we came home from our run in the park, we got into the lift.
Because remember, we're an exercise podcast now.
Yeah, right. And we got into the lift. And normally in the lift, there's like a little piece of paper, a sign or something about.
Elevator, if you live in the States. We fully colonized now.
Yes, yes. So we got into the elevator or the lift. And normally there's a piece of paper with upcoming events or something to do in the neighborhood or around. Or important building information, something like there's some little info. It's like an info board. And today we got in the lift and there was nothing, like it was empty. And I turned to Bradford and I was like, well, there's nothing up here. What am I supposed to look at while we, you know, take the lift up to our apartment? And what does he do? He lifts one leg of his shorts and exposes himself. There was nobody else in the lift, so it was only me.
The look on your face was just like abject shock.
You did it so fast, and it was certainly not what I was expecting.
So I don't know if this is a thing I'm supposed to do or not, but I refuse to wear underwear when I'm jogging, so I'm freeballing it.
Yeah, well, clearly, because, I mean, they were there hanging out.
They're swingling.
That was definitely not what I expected to be looking at as we were going up the lift.
You're welcome. I'm helping. I also took a picture in the lift today.
I saw that.
Because apparently today is Be Nude in the Lift Day. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're on Discord, you would have seen that.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't nude. You just pulled your pants. You mooned.
Yeah.
Yeah. You pulled your pants down.
Yeah. On that time. But the other time I had, you know, my bestie testies. you've tried the resties. Now try besties testies. Oh, my God. They're so light and delicious.
Do I feel like
I got some hair in my mouth.
We can make a whole commercial this way.
That's great. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, for that brief commercial break. We would like to thank our sponsors, Besties Testies, for all the good work that they do in elevator and lift repair. Number six, mix business with pleasure. Invite your boss and your neighbors and your kid's school teacher.
So we want to spread the love. So you want to make sure that like everyone that you know and everyone in the community, I mean, your parents too. Why not? What? Don't leave them out. Oh my God.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, you know, we want to have everyone join in.
That's, I mean, you get a,
I mean, look, I can't in true honesty say really anything against this because I mean, I don't really think you should like go invite your boss or your kids' teachers or anything. Neighbors, maybe. I don't know. Are you interested in them? We've invited our neighbors before.
Multiple times. They keep saying, please leave us alone.
But, I mean, we've not, like, invited people at work necessarily, but they all know what we do, and they all know that if they show up, they're likely to see us there.
I've invited some people from work, and they've come.
Right, but not your boss.
No, not my boss.
Boss is a little...
Colleagues.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. I think it is one of those things that you kind of have to expect to potentially see people there that you know in the outside world. It's depending on where you are. I'm going to caveat this, but depending on where you are, it's relatively slim chances, but it can happen. It has happened. It does happen.
We've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Where a guy had come to the club and it was their first time going on a tour and then they made it up to the orgy room. He took half a step in and then bolted and basically talked to Lawrence and was like, look, can I just get my money back or a
credit for another night.
The Lord's like, wow, what's the problem? He goes, my boss is in there railing somebody. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I feel like if you've had a, like seen them when you're clothed, like in the kind of pre-meeting stage, or you've talked about it at work, outside of work, whatever, if you know that it's going to happen, then that's probably a little different. Depending on the relationship you have with your boss.
Yeah, maybe you just need an alternated weekends thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You get the club on Fridays and every other Saturday.
But also, if you've talked to them and you can say, okay, you go to this play space, I'm going to this space. So you're in different spaces. Like, there's ways that it can work. But again, just like walking in completely unawares, that could be confronting.
Also, if your boss is interested in your partner, this is the way to the top, people. Like, this is how we get raises. This is how we get... corner offices
until something falls apart.
Oh man, like the corner office. They don't make them like they used to.
I mean, it's like Lego, right?
It's just like Lego. Snap in place. Oh my God, it's like Indecent Proposal. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that the other night, the movie. If you've not seen it, it's Robert Redford basically indecently proposes to Woody Harrelson. He'll give him $1 million if he'll let him sleep with his wife or something. I don't know. Demi Moore. Now I'm kind of like, $1 million? You can have Angela for $19.95. That's right. Two easy payments of $9 and change.
I was going to say $1 million would be absolutely no question. However, can we like make that equivalent to $1 million back then is what now?
Oh my God. Right? Yeah. Hold please. So that movie came out in 1993, and $1 million in 93 in today's currency is $2,124,000. So,
yeah,
I once again, what's 1995 dollars? That's like $50.
Yeah.
So, yeah, totally. That proposal is not indecent.
No, it's one that would likely take you up on.
Also, with Sydney housing prices,
I know.
Number seven, one size fits all. Don't bother finding out what type of swinging suits you and your partner. Just assume all swingers are into the same things.
Well, this goes back to rule number one, no communication, right?
See, Angela's getting it now. Remember, folks, rule number one, no communication.
Yeah.
It all comes down to the ground rules.
Yeah, so see, no communication.
Which there are none.
Right. No communication. You assume that everybody's into all the same things, and those same things are exactly what you're into. Like, that's, you know, never mind if you and your partner aren't into the same things, but you don't talk about it, so it doesn't matter, right? It's all what you want.
You and your partner aren't into the same things anyway. Like, she likes cooking and cleaning and being in the kitchen, and you like golf and drinking beer.
And coming home to a clean house.
And coming home to a clean house and a martini. Uh-huh. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to come home to a martini. If, like, I don't care the gender. I don't care. Like, this is why I need $2 million is so we can hire a cocktail butler. I don't need a butler. I just need a cocktail butler. I'm going to come home and go, Jeeves, oh, your martini is ready, sir. Thank you, Jeeves. I appreciate it. Here's $1 million. This is why, if I was Elon Musk.
I was going to say, wait, that means that he can only make it for you once if you pay him $1 million for every martini.
Better be a good martini.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. Fair.
Like, if I was Elon Musk, first, I would donate like 80% of my money to people who actually need it and not me.
And doggies.
And doggies, mostly doggies. I would donate doggy style. Everything is better doggy style, clearly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. But yes, I would have somebody who lives in the house with us it's my bartender.
Yeah, that seems fair. I mean, because between us and our friends, I think we could make use of them a fair bit.
Oh my gosh.
Also, Pippin, he needs like a little doggy bartender to give him wine.
God, that'd be so cute. Anyway.
Little doggy wine glass.
Number 8. Keep it a secret. Don't tell your primary partner you're swinging. Sorry, I can do this. Don't tell your primary partner you're swinging. They probably wouldn't mind the surprise.
Oh, we've seen this.
We have seen this.
Yeah.
I've dealt with this weekend talking to people on RHP and on Sniffies.
Yeah. We've seen this at the club where one partner has not told the other one what they're coming into. And so they show up at this club. I don't know if they thought they were going to a nightclub or a bar, or I have no idea what they thought they were walking into. And then they end up at a swingers club. And yeah, that always goes over really well because, again, no expectation. So you're just open to anything.
Right. And no communication.
Yeah.
So there's no way they can say no.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's, you know, it's foolproof. And I'm sure that they're still together and very happy.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. But no, in seriousness, we have seen this happen and it never ends well. There's usually tears. There's somebody getting kicked out. There's also, hey, you have to go because your partner's left. And yeah, those types of things.
So I will say, just seriously, this is Bradford back, not Bradford, but Bradford's back. And this past time that we went to a newbies night, we talked to somebody. I talked to somebody. Angela didn't get an opportunity to talk because she was getting serviced. Her partner, he didn't know that this is where that they were going, but they have kind of a neat thing, which is once a month, one of them, and they alternate months, designs a full weekend date, and it's different things. And like they, like one,
you
one,
said once a month, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of work. Okay. Continue.
So you get it every other month though. So like you would do 6 a year.
Okay.
And so this was their weekend. And so they go somewhere and they were talking about some of the things that they had done. Well, he didn't know they were coming to OSS. They had talked about swinging. They had talked about it before. And she basically said, look, before for the weekend, you have to consent to something. I'm not going to do this without you consenting. And he was like, okay. And basically she's like, we're going to go to a sex on premises place. Are you okay with that?
So it wasn't quite CNC, but
correct, yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
But like part of that date, when they got there earlier and they went to one of the, maybe Max Black and bought some toys. Like that was part of their whole weekend was going to be kind of a sex weekend.
Nice. Nice. Like,
good for you all. That is awesome.
Yeah. And it is good though, that at least they had talked about it before. It wasn't like just completely out of the blue, right?
Yes. So,
that's good.
I liked that. Yeah. And I liked the idea of being like, look, you have to consent with this one thing. It is a sex on premises place.
Yeah.
We don't have to do anything, but let's go.
And that's fair.
Yeah. I want you to know.
Right. And that's fair. At least walking into, you know what the venue is. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Number 9. Mm. Wing it. No need for rules or boundaries. They just get in the way.
Yeah, totally. Because then you have to like remember what the rules are.
And it's hard, right?
It is hard.
And when it's hard, I struggle with the boundaries and rules anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's difficult to remember rules and boundaries and like, what am I allowed to do? What can I not do? Blah, blah, blah. Like, just don't bother. You don't need them. It's fine.
Look, like I always say, if it worked for Bernie Madoff, it works for us.
And did that work out in the end?
He's doing just fine.
Yeah, but no, rules, boundaries, absolutely essential. Just going to leave it at that.
Number 10, emotions. What emotions? Forget checking in with your partner about their feelings. If you're having fun, they must be having fun too. They love you and want to see you happy.
Well, this goes back to, everybody does it the same way, and that way is your way. So, of course, they have to be happy because they want the same thing that you want, right? Like, we're following a logic train here.
I feel like we might be tied to the rails of a logic train.
So, yeah, absolutely. There's no need to check in because they're going to be happy because they want the same things you want.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that I can literally see you. Your teeth are clamped together, and people can't appreciate the fact that you're literally talking through your teeth right now.
Yes, no. You should always check in with your partner. And we have a nonverbal cue as well. And I know some others have adopted and have the same kind of thing. Maybe not the same nonverbal cue, but a nonverbal cue so that if you're in a play situation, you can communicate without having to actually say anything. Some people have verbal cues that alerts the other person if they're interested. So when they're talking to someone, it can alert them if you're, hey, I'm interested in playing with these people. So, I do think it is good to check in with your partner.
That's right, dear sexy friends. Like, a nonverbal cue is really useful. We use the nonverbal cue of a tightened fist with an elongated middle finger.
I see what you did there.
I find if I hold this nonverbal cue in front of my partner's face, she'll recognize that I either want to fuck off or get fucked. And she'll know exactly what I mean.
Oh, I know where you can put that finger.
In her vulva.
Uh-huh.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
If this episode is stressing you out, you know what's really great for anti-stress? That is Uncle Masturbation. So, where do you get your gear? Go to adamandeve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI, and get any item at 50% off. Also, you can get 6 videos on demand, some extra things thrown in your box, and most importantly, free shipping. That relieves a little bit of stress. So if you're feeling a little uptight and needing to have a big release, use checkout code BYTHEBY the next time you're on adamandeve.com. We've talked about it many times. The wonderful game, Curious Humans. Go to curioushumansgame.com, use checkout code BYTHEBY, and you'll get 10% off any of their packs. They have the standard full fun game, Aussie Humans Icebreaker, Kinky Humans, Morbid Humans, and soon to be more. So go to curioushumansgame.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. BYTHEBI. So welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. We made it through the first 10. A little bit of housekeeping that we need to do. We're sorry about the toilets. Yes, there are none. Everybody should have been given a coffee can. Yes, that's your toilet. Thank you. And yes, please take it with you. It's branded. So, you'll remember to always come back and think of us whenever you use your can. Yes. Continuing on. Number 11. No need for hygiene. Who cares about personal grooming or cleanliness? It's all natural.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we want to surprise people, right? You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. I love it when there's like, you know, surprise rogue hairs. You could like floss. Like, I mean, come on, this is great.
One of my favorite things is to going hiking in the national forest, or as we call it here, the bush, and find, you know, that I can't see anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Look, honestly, I like natural hair, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have it groomed and like it's been washed.
Yeah, I was going to say grooming and washing and I mean, just general hygiene, even taking a shower yourself. Because I mean, you know, what if you haven't showered in a few days or something, right? Like, you don't want to go to the club like that.
I find that I attract the most attractive attraction partners by using my patented man musk. Mm. It's a complicated recipe, but I'll let you in on a little secret. People are drooling for my man musk. Here's how it starts. You're looking to go out on Friday night? Well, your prep starts on Monday morning. That's right. For Monday morning, we're going to start with a healthy shake. 10 cloves of garlic and just a touch of turmeric and vanilla ice cream. You blend that up, drink it, you'll be great. Start your exercise at the hottest part of the day. So that's usually between 1 and 3 p.m. Do whatever it takes to sweat. That's right. Also, the underwear that you're wearing on Friday, wear it Monday. And no, we're not going to wash it in between. Tuesday and Wednesdays are cheat days, so you can do whatever you want, but make sure you don't wash yourself, okay? It's important not to wash yourself. On Thursday, well, Thursday's where the real work begins. On Thursday, what we're going to have to do is we're going to take a little bit of that garlic that we've left over with the ice cream. I forgot to say, I should have said it, but you should know anyway. We're going to leave it out in the sun for a little bit. Get it nice and curdly. You kind of want it like garlic cottage cheese texture. It's really nice. Well, if you puree that into a fine paste and sort of massage it through your hair, that's all your body hair, wherever you have body hair. And if you don't have body hair, get a Merkin, a little bit of spirit gum, stick it on there. It'll be great because this attracts the best. So you just kind of moisten, mushing that in and let it sit, right? And then lay in the sun. 2 hours at least. Make sure you're nice and glistening, and then you're ready for bed. Wake up on Friday morning and you are ready to bring in all the wonderful people that you can ever, ever date.
I'm so turned on right now.
See? Some people think it's the fish. It's not the fish. Mm-mm. Fish is for special occasions. We'll go over that in our new series where we talk about the absence of scents. Number 12. This is one that I struggle with, folks. The silent treatment. The less you talk during or after an encounter, the better. Communication is overrated.
Absolutely, but hold on. Bradford, silent? That never happens unless you're asleep.
And sometimes I talk to myself. It is a challenge. I admitted that. Look, that's why we're all here. We're here to learn. We're here to grow. And we're here to make better our relationships with each other and with ourselves.
And we do that by being silent and not talking.
Silence is golden.
Right.
And gold is the most valuable metal in the world. I don't want to hear anybody say anything about titanium or uranium. Those are illegal.
I mean, I will say that actually sometimes silence is great, but you still need to communicate. Silent treatment is not helpful if there's a problem, but also sometimes like it's nice just to be in someone's presence and not have to say anything and not feel pressure.
That's right. Like just the other day, Angela looked at me and said, "Would you shut the fuck up?" And I was like, "See, darling, even you are getting something out of our live workshops."
Actually, it was more, I just put my fingers on your mouth, like in the shh, and then Pippin did the same thing. He put his paw up there.
True. That actually did happen. That is true.
He's like, "Shh, Dad, quiet.
God damn it. Like, my ears are very sensitive. They're bleeding." Number 13. Where I failed at number 12, I succeed at number 13. Everyone loves a critic. Be sure to offer unsolicited feedback on your partner's performance. They'll surely appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I live for. I want your unsolicited feedback, especially if you're critiquing. Oh. Like, I don't want you to tell me what I'm doing right.
No.
I want to know what I'm doing wrong.
That's how you grow.
Yeah. That way I can do better. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Even strangers at the club, they appreciate it too.
Yes. Even if you haven't spoken to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Walking up to them and saying, oh, wow, that's a lovely necklace. My grandmother was buried in one just like it.
Also, you did not nail that dismount.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, your oral skills? Well, I mean, you sure had your mouth there.
Period. I mean, maybe.
Yes, it's, look, you tried your best. And I guess your best wasn't good enough. It was in a song, so I can say that.
Now, in all honesty, I would not suggest just randomly critiquing people, but sometimes...
Is that your hair?
But sometimes we do have conversations about, like, how was that? What can I do better? What did you like? What didn't work? And there is some critiquing, because if you're saying, what can I do better? You're going to hear what didn't work so well, right? And if you're going to have a better experience next time, especially if it's something new that you're trying, then yeah, you have to. I feel like, I mean, there's ways to say it and ways not to say it. So choose your words wisely.
And wisdom is the gift that keeps on giving.
I thought you were going to say of silence.
That's even funnier. That's actually much better. I wish I had said that. Good job. Number 14, embrace the drama. If there's tension or conflict, fuel the fire. The more drama, the better the story.
Well, the better the story and the more alive you feel. Come on. Like, we all know, like, when you're fired up and you're raring to go, like, yes. Yeah, that's a good feeling. Like, you feel alive. You can take on the world.
That's right. Right. Feel the drama. And there's ways to instigate drama. Like, one of my favorite ways is unsolicited thumb up the butt. When you're fucking a woman from behind and you really want her to clench down, all you have to do is spit on her and then jam your thumb in her ass. She'll love it.
Also, I'm going to say I've been in Australia for way too long, because when you read that the first time, I thought you said drummer, not drama.
Drama. Drama, mate. Fucking oath. There's a little bit of akadaka there and you're like, whoa.
I was waiting for the explanation to figure out exactly what you meant by that.
I also find that if you want to be a drummer while fucking a woman from behind, she's got, like, there's a couple of bass drums there and you just whack them. And then she rolls over and suddenly you got bongos and like, woohoo. This works for the fellas in your play circle as well. Gender non-exclusive. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't care your gender. I can play your ass and chest like drums.
Yeah. And you do.
Yes.
It's happened.
And I do. And I do.
What if you have, like, drummer drama? Drama, drama?
Oh, that's called the Phil Collins syndrome. There's, like, four people out there. I'm looking at you, Tyler. I'm wondering how many of our regular people have listened to this far and how many people, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to skip this one and go to next week.
Yeah.
I also know that we have some delightfully neurospicy people out there who this is probably fucking with the way they handle things. And I apologize. No, I don't. But I do love you and your scene.
Watching you.
Always watching. Now, number 15 is one that we don't do very often, but I find it's really useful to spice up the drama. And that is, forget your partner's name.
Oh, yeah. I've done this. I've done this, and it absolutely did spice things up, because they're like, the room got hotter instantly.
Names aren't important. Just use generic terms like, hey, you, or buddy.
Babe.
Honestly, I have heard Angela fuck somebody and be like, oh, yeah, that's so good. Babe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to say... Jeff.
Yeah, that's happened. You know, sometimes it's like, and honestly, it can be somebody that I know really well. But sometimes just in the moment, I'm just like, I can't come up with it. I don't want to call you the wrong thing. I don't know, whatever.
Honestly, just if this has been in the last 6-8 months, I've completely blanked on Spanky's name. And we've known her, like, she's part of our inner circle. And I'm like, I want to say Jeff. It was just, you saved me on that one. But literally, I was like, I don't even know my own name at this moment.
Yeah, it's happened. I've called somebody by the wrong name, but I try anymore that if I feel like that might be a possibility to just substitute with something generic.
Yeah.
Like Jeff. Babe or no. I'm trying to think of, because there are other words that I use, but I can't think now of what they are, but something more generic. Yeah.
Jedi
or just,
Master.
Or just stop. Like, just stop the sentence. Don't even, like, go to the point that you need a name.
Yeah, but, I mean, sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, that feels so good. And, like, it's clear that you're looking for something, and you just stop it there, and people are like, then you go, oh, yeah, you just, sorry, man. You fucked your name out of me. There you go. You fucked your name out
yeah,
of my head.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm not sure that's a compliment.
I would tend to say, though, that if you can do the intonation right, then you can kind of, when you're about to say someone's name, if you do the word before going up, then like that's kind of almost like it could be a question, you know, like a lot of Aussies and Brits do that.
Hey, it's also just as a quick side
because
note.
Every sentence then becomes a question.
Yes. That weakens your statement. Everything you say can now not be taken seriously by me and many other people.
Mm.
Because what I believe is that being very confident is important. And I feel like when I say things with a question, then everybody will listen to exactly what I'm saying. See, it drives me mad. I know a few people like that.
Yeah.
Number 16, surprise swaps. Don't discuss with your partner beforehand. Just swap them out when they least expect it.
Wait, is this like tag your it? Because that is exactly what you want.
So also, when you're at a play party, surprise gay is great. Men love it.
Yeah.
Women love it, too.
I was going to say, yeah, either way.
Everybody loves surprise gender play.
Yeah.
I do.
This goes back to rule number one, though. No communication.
Don't communicate.
No.
Nobody needs to know about your shit.
Yeah. Just do it. Just swap. Just be like, all right, tag, you're it. You're in. I'm going over here. I'm doing this.
Number 17. Aging is just a number. Don't worry about updating your profile pictures. That photo from 20 years ago, it's probably still accurate.
I thought you were going to talk about like people you play with, like age gaps and things. And I'm like, that's fine.
No, that's actually accurate, yes.
But no, when you talk about like, updating photos, then I mean, I feel like every 5 years you should update. I mean, realistically, probably more if you're super active. But if you're like us and you're lazy and not active, then it's probably going to be every 5 years.
I will say I was looking at our RHP profile and we still have pictures of you with long hair. So it's like 4 years old.
I'm growing it back out, though. It's fine.
Great.
But also, yeah, I mean, it's a challenge because I was looking at my phone the other day and I really don't have many pictures of myself in the past 6 months, year.
I've got a few.
Yeah.
Mostly selfies that I've taken of us on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's hard. I mean, you might have to actually be like, no, we're going to make an effort to get some photos, right?
We need to get a headshot artist.
We need a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get it hired.
All right.
Actually, there's a few people we could ask.
There's a few we know.
Do it. Yeah. So, anyway, that's, but not required. Number 18, honesty is overrated. Feel free to exaggerate or make up stories about your experiences. Everyone loves a good fiction.
That's true. Yeah, they do. Everybody, I mean, look at TV. Come on. Like reality TV. Boom, right there.
It's so true.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, but reality TV is 100% real.
Yeah, totally.
Unscripted.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you know, if you do exaggerate what's happened or happening, then you get a better story. Like people don't really want to know the truth. They want to know like what makes a good story. Because then they're like, oh, wow, you're so awesome. And then they're going to want to sleep with you.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's all about nachos.
Yeah. That's what it's about.
Oh, sorry. I misread that. It's all about nachos. Nachos are amazing.
I mean, they are. I'm not going to argue with that.
Number 19. Forget aftercare. After an intense experience, just move on. No need to check in on anyone's well-being.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, once you're done with them, you're done with them, right? You just chuck them out like yesterday's trash.
I feel kind of bad now because I feel like Angela is, I've indoctrinated Angela into this. As the night's gone on, you've gotten more and more cynical and I'm, dare I say, sinister. I liked it when you, and I think everybody else did, when you were the good one.
Right, right. Yeah, no, aftercare is very important. You need to make sure that the person is okay, like immediately after a scene or an intense experience, especially if you've done something new or different or gone further than you would have before. You need to like make sure that they're physically good, first of all, also mentally and emotionally. And then even the next day, like check in, just send a message and just be like, hey, hope you're doing fine. How you feeling? You know, you still feeling good about the whatever happened? Or like, you know, but leave it open and give them an opportunity to give feedback and be like, you know, they maybe really liked it in the moment, but the next day, drop is real. And so they might, you know, need a little extra care.
I find that I often need aftercare after intense experiences because I hate camping.
Funny, funny.
I sometimes find it too fucking intense.
Also, on a serious note, if I'm going to play the good cop here again.
Okay, go ahead.
Also, if you're
good cop, what am I, like the cunty cloth cop?
Satirical cop? I don't know.
Satire cop. I don't know.
But in seriousness, though, if you're doing like BDSM stuff and whatnot, even if you have an experienced top and they do check in on you, check in on them as well, because top drop is real too.
Yes. Or as I like to call it, when people wear tube tops and they just push them down.
Mm. And then you have tube socks.
Top drop.
Yeah.
Number 20, always compare. Make sure to constantly compare your primary partner to others. It's bound to boost their self-esteem.
Oh, don't forget to compare yourself. Like, don't just leave it to your partner. Like, yeah, your partner needs to measure up and be better than everyone else, but so do you.
No, and if it's not true.
Yeah.
I am better than everyone else. That's why you've paid $195 to come to my 1 hour workshop.
Now, I will say that I think this is something we figured out pretty early on in things, but the longer we're in the lifestyle, I think the more and more it rings true is that people are people. There's so much variety and we should celebrate that variety and not judge ourselves, not hold ourselves up to some random standards that we make for ourselves. Let's be honest. Influenced by society, sure, but ultimately we set the parameters as to where we think we should be. But there's so many different bodies and like personalities and everything out there, and we should celebrate it all and, you know, we should like it all. And you're going to say something because I see a look on your face. Where are you going?
I find that by comparing my partner to other people, that it helps them to grow and become better and think about all of the bad things that they've done.
Yeah, that's why we're an exercise podcast now.
Because Angela's trying to run away from me now. But you know what? She's not nearly as fast as Usain Bolt.
No, but I am faster than you, we found today.
Yes, when I'm not trying. Your base pace is like 100%, and my base pace is 50%.
Yeah, but you are a sprinter, so you'd catch up in a short distance.
Yeah, because zombies can be fast. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. We would like to close with, as we often do, a spirit circle. So if everybody can open their boxes that they brought their dead family members, friends, and loved ones in, and ask them to come above us and circle around, that would be great. This was actually,
yeah,
this was hard for me. This whole thing was hard for
you. You did well.
I cringed a little. And to close out, I want to close on a joke that I heard today, which I think is hilarious.
Okay.
What does an inappropriate frog say? Rub it.
Oh,
rub it. That one brought me way too much joy. All hate mail can go to hatemail@gmail.com. All hate mail, just go to our Twitter account or X or whatever. I don't know. I haven't looked at it in so many months. It's not funny. So yeah, just send it there. I'm sure somebody will read it.
Somebody will respond. I don't know. It won't be us, but somebody will.
That's great.
Also, really, really hope you did not take any of this seriously, except for, you know, the serious things I said, which you might not be able to tell now, the difference between serious and not. I don't know. Whatever.
We've lost Angela. Yeah. She's turned to the dark side. yes, this was satire. It was fun. We've done a lot of serious stuff lately, and we thought it'd be fun just to goof around. So, thank you for joining the workshop intensive. And next time we'll do a workshop 11-sive.
Excellent. Cannot wait.
Yeah, it's great. It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next time on By the By. You can email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can message us on Instagram or Facebook at By the By Podcast. Join us on Discord by supporting us at any level on www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast. We truly love you. You're special. You're smart. I love you. You're great. Love, love, love. Angela's making hearts. Mm-hmm. Angela's getting a heart on.
Mm-hmm. Love y'all.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.